Tired of the hassle and risks of manual fruit cutting? Let me introduce our partners over at Supercut System, the automated solution that enhances safety, quality, and efficiency. Cut up to 120 perfect citrus wedges per minute, 6 times faster than manual. Patented technology delivers consistent slices, reducing waste and eliminating plastic. The contactless hygienic design lowers contamination risk and workplace injuries. Supercut integrates seamlessly for any volume, improve profitability and customer experience. Experience the power of automation with Supercut. Get started today at supercut.com and be sure to ask about their risk-free trials.
Elevate your dining experience with Rack Porcelain USA. As the exclusive tableware brand for the Walk and Talk podcast, Rack combines exceptional craftsmanship with innovative design. Whether you're a chef, a restaurant owner, or a food enthusiast, Rack's high-quality porcelain products will enhance every meal. Discover the artistry of food presentation and make every dining occasion special. Visit RackPorcelain.com today and see how Rack can transform your table. Chefs and food buyers, let me tell you about a product that will generate new excitement on your menu. Fully cooked, pasture-raised, all-natural Australian lamb from Aussie Select. Their award-winning, handcrafted, innovative products are blended with the finest spices and amazing flavors. Options include agave rosemary, tikka masala, lamb pastrami, and lamb prime rib roast. Available sliced or whole with a long shelf life too. Find out more at AussieSelect.com.
Tired of the hassle and risks of manual fruit cutting? Let me introduce our partners over at Supercut System, the automated solution that enhances safety, quality, and efficiency. Cut up to 120 perfect citrus wedges per minute, 6 times faster than manual. Patented technology delivers consistent slices, reducing waste and eliminating plastic. The contactless hygienic design lowers contamination risk and workplace injuries. Supercut integrates seamlessly for any volume. Improve profitability and customer experience. Experience the power of automation with Supercut. Get started today at supercut.com and be sure to ask about their risk-free trials.
Hello, food fam. This is the Walk and Talk podcast, and I'm your host, Carl
Feeding.
We're podcasting on site at Acropolis Greek Taverna in South Tampa. It is busy. It's jamming. It's lunchtime, baby.
Oh, yeah. So, if you haven't been to this
deliciously freaking fabulous restaurant, you need to get here. Check them out. AcropolisGreekTaverna.com. Jefferson.
Yeah, bub.
Yeah. So, they're rocking in here, huh?
Yeah, and in fact, from the last podcast, we went out without power for almost 15 minutes.
Yeah.
They had like a 12-top walk-in. The 4-top is right next to us. It's kind of funny when we're live and people are looking over and you hear different people like, are they filming? I don't want to be filmed.
Right. Well, screw them. No, but so, I mean, I feel like we're going to have to go back there and help.
I'm kind of like, and then he's like, he walked away from the table. He's like, what do you eat? Does it look like we stop at anything?
I'll have another bourbon is good. Let's do that. All right, so what we're gonna do now is like, let's have fun, dude. You know, we're not cooking, we're not doing photography. It's
almost like a day off.
It's like hooky.
I feel kind of dirty.
Well,
that's for other reasons.
Yeah, I mean, remember that commercial back in the 80s, and it was like the mom and the daughter walking on the beach, and you know,
oh god, yes, and she was trying to find out about mom, it. I'm not so fresh,
mom. Do you, yeah, whatever. All right, so
Massengill,
yeah,
that's what it was too.
You know, 1987, whatever. All right, so we got a lot of really cool things going on,
yeah, lots.
What's up with this party?
Party's going as forward, we're just gonna figure out with Jonathan. I gotta get with him. We did talk. We had a lock, stock, and barrel as far as the location at Salimar. It's going to be part in BEO room, a catering room, and then part's going to be on the balcony. It's going to be really dope. We've got 30 spots that we're going to be filling for people of the industry between like Tampa Food Mom, who just got into that thing that Chef was Joey was talking about for the Bay.
Yeah, Best of the Bay.
Yeah, Best of the Bay. So big shout out to Tampa Food Mom, who just got in the finals for that. We got a bunch of different other food people that need to be there as well. Then we have 20 openings for you, the listeners, if you want to come. So all you have to do, believe it or not, is when Carla or I pop this out, send us, hey, how do we get there? What do we need to do?
Right, so first of all, hold on a second. We, what we're doing, because this is kind of relatively, we're doing this last minute, if you ask me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would want to plan this out like a year in advance.
Well, you want to do it for a year?
No, because we're already, anyway, so this is going to be our first walk and talk food party event. Jeffrey Schlissel, the one and only, is going to be doing some cooking. We're going to have appetizers from, you know, we're going to have a lot of our vendor partner products there, you know, sponsored and whatnot. So there's going to be great food. There's going to be cocktails. It's going to be pretty, pretty badass. We're bringing, it's going to be basically all chefs, foodie influencers, and a few guests that we're going to choose to come, you know, that we're going to pick and have come out to this thing. It's going to be cool, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, and if this goes over well, then, you know, we're going to do this, you know, I like to do it fairly often.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, at least twice a year.
And, you know, be like a ramp up and then the ramp down.
Yeah.
So the end of the year for the season, well, for the restaurant industry.
If there's a ramp up and a ramp down, it needs to be like something in the middle, too. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that could just be like a cocktail party, you know?
I like the thinking.
Yeah. And we could do it like at a weird hour, you know, after shift, you know?
Ooh.
You know, 3 hour hardcore, jam it in, boom.
11 o'clock at night to like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Because nothing good happens at 12, after 12.
True story. Yeah, we got to protect everybody. Keep them off the streets. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's, I'm sounding good with that.
Okay. We can figure that out. So that's coming up. And I'm super excited about that.
We have property to look at.
Yeah, we have property to look at. We're going to have a brick and mortar. We're going to have a, I don't know what you want to say. It's going to be like a, just a massive walk and talk studios, I guess you call it. Walk and talk studios. Podcast studio, photography studio.
Kitchen.
Kitchen, mic, cameras, everything ready to rock and roll. And it will be cool. It will be cool. And everybody who I've spoken to about this in terms of like, you know, chefs and people who we'd want to come and play, everybody's excited.
You know, what we could do there too is private dinners too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Kind of, I think we know a couple of chefs that can help out.
And one or two, you know, definitely. Yeah, it's going to be a big thing. It's going to be huge, you know, as they say.
Huge.
Huge. And it's just something that you got to follow along, keep in track. We'll keep you updated on that. You, the foodie public, you know.
We have a good bread maker.
Oh, Amy
Yee.
Amy Yee?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
So she, just so you know, that she dabbled into challah.
What?
Challah. Oh, because it's Rosh Hashanah.
My throat, sorry.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's Rosh Hashanah. And she gave it to one of our neighbors. And next thing she knew, she's just told me, she's like, how do you go about making 30 loaves of challah bread?
Wow.
I'm like, batch cooking, baby, batch cooking. Wow. So, yeah, I mean, just from one person, she got 30 orders.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. So we got to kind of convince her, Amy, you need to come over and bring the bread.
This is going to be two podcasts in a row where I say, is this going to be unleavened bread? Is that what that is?
No.
No? Okay. No.
She does a true sourdough bread. She doesn't use any yeast in it. And she, you know, lets it ferment. Goes into the flour and starts doing its thing.
Yeah.
The old style way of doing things. So,
right.
And I know Manny Delgado, a chef over on the East Coast, loves her bread that actually he buys it for when he does his private dinners too. So,
oh, look at this. Look at this.
Snap.
Oh my gosh. We got to take pictures of this.
Yeah. And he's on the phone too, which is hysterical.
Right. That's wow. All right. You going to take a picture of that?
Yeah, I got it.
All right. Great. So yeah, anyway, look, I want to get into something. First of all, we're very fortunate and blessed to have the vendor partners that we do have for the program. And I kind of wanted to get in. I wanted to kind of get into that a little bit. You know,
you can get into that. I'm getting into this.
Get into that octopus.
Yeah, so Peninsula Food Service, right? Meat provider here in the Central Florida area. They were a vendor partner first, and the opportunity came up for me to actually help to build the sales team and the marketing team, which, you know, you're part of, Jeff, as you know.
Yes, I do.
It's pretty cool. We've got I've got a couple of hires in already. I've got Richard on the west side. I've got Kurt, who was a chef down in Fort Lauderdale. He's now on the Orlando side. And Veronica, she's coming in strong as my sales manager. And I've got a couple other people who I'm probably going to be bringing in here within the next couple of months.
Yeah, it was funny because Veronica called me when I was away talking about short rib and the chuck short rib and the short rib itself. So
right.
It's kind of fun when you have to field those calls when you're out.
Well, and that's the cool part about like the whole that's the cool part about how we're doing our marketing. You know, when we do our podcast, not today, but when we do our podcast and we're at the studio and, you know, you're cooking up delicious stuff. John's doing the photography and we're using that for, you know, for the sake of not just walk and talk, but Peninsula. Right.
Right.
And we'll introduce stuff in there from, Molina International, with that Calabrian oil we did just a couple of weeks ago. Man, that stuff is awesome. Actually, the other day I made, what did I do? I made rice and shrimp. So the shrimp, Florida shrimp, awesome. Had the rice. I put a bunch of different spices in it. But I used that oil as the base, that spicy oil.
Yep.
Calabrian oil. It was like a kind of like a refried situation I had going on there. Man, it was freaking delicious.
Yeah, it only takes great products to play with food to make it great. It doesn't take that much.
Yeah, especially like me. I'm, as everyone exactly. knows, I am not the chef. I am not the chef. Everybody thinks I am. On social media, they're like, hey, chef. And I'm like, no. I always have to tell them, nope. I've been working with chefs for 30 years, but I am not a chef. I eat the stuff. I'm a consumer.
I can testify to that. So can your belly.
Yes.
Yes.
My belly, indeed. What are we bringing into the fold on the next episode?
Food-wise, yes. I guess we're going to be bringing in porchetta. We're going to be doing brisket two ways, porchetta do two ways. We're going to do a pork tenderloin as well. I got some other things I'm working on, too, that borscht will be actually introduced to, but that's going to be something that we want to make sure we can stand out to be different that people have never seen before. So it's got a lot of good stuff.
Beforscht. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so the restaurant is jamming and I see a lot of happy faces here too. So this is usually when we are live podcasting at a hotel or something like that.
We're usually in the corner.
We're in a corner somewhere or a room or an area that's closed off. This is like a happening, it's 12:40 right now. We're right in the peak of lunchtime. And
everybody listening is probably going, are those guys two idiots? Why would they do this?
Yeah, that's right. They're looking at, one idiot. They're like, one guy.
And as soon as we walked in, they're like, oh, we're going to put you in the corner. And my response was what?
Nobody puts baby in the corner. Yeah.
But it worked out well because they're.
Do you know how many people are not going to recognize that? Quote?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel that pain.
Yeah. Where's that from?
Dirty Dancing.
That's right. Dirty Dancing was like 1987.
Yeah, that was Swayze, right?
Patrick Swayze and a chick from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah, I can't remember
whatever her name is. Yeah. Did you have a crush on her?
No, not her.
No.
No. No. Back then, I don't know who. Ally Sheedy was kind of hot for me.
Yeah,
that's from back in the day.
Yeah. No, Locklear.
Heather Locklear.
Heather Locklear was I was down with the Locklear.
You're your blonde hair guy.
Anyway. Well, I mean, hair color never was. I don't care about the hair color. You know, good looking is good looking no matter what. You know, you could have be a redhead. I kind of draw the line at purple. Just saying. No, I'm kidding. You can have pretty purple hair people too.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you got Sofia Vergara and you have Salma Hayek.
Sofia Vergara. You know, my about 20 years ago, I bought her mom's condo in Aventura.
Don't you have something of her? It was like my mom left.
I tried to give it back. Nobody responded to me. I have I have Sophia Vergara's x-ray, pelvis x-ray, doctor's letter. And I was like, hey, I have this. And, you know, nobody responded back. I don't know.
I would frame it, put it in the man cave.
I probably got to do that. Yeah. Have it framed. And, you know, I mean, I can say that I've seen, you know, parts of
Sophia that
nobody else has.
Yeah, we could put it up in the walk and talk building when that comes.
When we
about.
Get it, yeah. It could be, I mean, that's a nice article. Of,
you know what would be even cooler? If she signed it.
Chefs and food buyers, let me tell you about a product that will generate new excitement on your menu. Fully cooked, pasture-raised, all-natural Australian lamb from Aussie Select. Their award-winning, handcrafted, innovative products are blended with the finest spices and amazing flavors. Options include agave rosemary, tikka masala, lamb pastrami, and lamb prime rib roast. Available sliced or whole with a long shelf life too. Find out more at AussieSelect.com.
Yes, absolutely. I'm totally down for that.
I am too.
Yeah. Maybe we can get her on the show and we can give it back to her in a, you know, like a ceremonial sort of way.
Here's your pelvis back.
Had your pelvis for a long time. All right. This is getting out of control. All right. So back to food. So the porchetta, you showed me some pictures of that.
Yeah. So porchetta is this. I mean, I posted it online. One of the guys commented really quick. He's like, I love that. It's just the best of both worlds. I mean, you can't get anything better. Pork tenderloin with pork belly. And then you kind of score both sides of it. It still has the skin on it. It's actually sitting and marinating in a limoncello agave glaze. Mm. And then I had some herbs that I wanted to go ahead and dehydrate to get more intense. So we have oregano, rosemary, sage, some thyme. Blended that up and then dusted that up with some fennel pollen. Then it has some pickled fennel, pickled garlic that I put in the center with some sun-dried tomatoes and sun-dried tomato oil. Then you roll that sucker up and then you truss it. Mm. And it's just bad.
Hey, man, I do trust it. Trust me. I trust it.
It's going to be, I can't wait for tomorrow because that's when I'm going to start smoking it. That way I can preserve the food so I don't lose it.
All right. But I don't think a lot of people are going to know the trust.
So trussing is basically a way that we tie the product up. It's food bondage at its best. I called it 50 shades of pork when I posted this morning. right. And it's just what you're doing is what is this guy doing?
I know.
More food?
More food.
Jesus.
You know, sweet Jesus.
Oh my God, it's the chicken on the skewer.
Yeah.
Yeah, again, if you've never been here, you definitely need to get your butts here because this is incredible. Thank you, chef. Appreciate it.
Wow.
I could smell the char in there too. It's phenomenal. But it's one of those things. It's got the best of both worlds. And I'm seeing at this table is the best of both worlds right now.
Well, what? So we didn't get to do sexy food talk. Why don't you do it right now?
On sexy food talk? I don't know. Have you tried this octopus? Why don't, as I talk about sexy food talk, you need to try this octopus. I don't know if you sous vide it first, but it is so tender. It's like melting your mouth like butter. And then instead of using butter, they're using olive oil in there and some lemon juice, fresh squeezed lemon juice. They char lemon, some capers and tomatoes. It's absolutely stunning.
Looks
flavor
good,
profile.
Man.
And then the beef and the rice and the chicken skewer and the beef skewer. That's what I'm talking about. It's a food porn. Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Meanwhile, this place.
It's happening.
There's jamming.
There's a four top to my right. There's a two top behind me.
Yeah,
on my right. There's a 12 top to my right behind me. There's like five or six tables. Why are people eating outside right now? I don't understand it.
Yeah. Well,
they must have an AC out there.
They probably.
Or they don't schwitz like me.
How do you do a podcast and eat? I don't even know how to do this.
Very carefully.
Oh, my God. All right. So
I've already tasted the octopus twice.
I know. You're pretty good at this. You're pretty, you're, you know?
You just, you back away and don't, you know, chew with your mouth.
You don't chew with your mouth. This is really bizarre for me. People are looking at us, which I don't really care, but I mean, people are looking
at us. People always look at you, though.
Yeah, I mean, since I'm about forever, you know, really. You know,
true story.
Yeah, it's a true story. But so this is a bizarre episode. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
You were talking about Peninsula and what it's going on and everything we have in the pocket, by the way.
Yeah.
Before the food kind of threw us off track.
Right.
And the power going off.
Yeah. So, right. So Peninsula, it's a great situation. I took a director of sales and marketing position, but I can do it from afar and still manage walk and talk. And the vision is still there. They're very supportive in what we're doing. And because of that, there's a lot of synergies. So it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, amazing. So
don't we have something coming up that we need to talk about too, about what? The festival?
Oh, the Serbian?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's in October. It's a Milan. It's a Milan's from Serbia, and Milan's a president of Peninsula Food Service. And there's a big event every year. Thousands of people go to this thing, and you know, we're going to send Willie out there. He's going to do some recording. We're gonna cover it. It's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah,
and I know John has some of the product that's at the house, and that we're going to plate up and stuff like that too as well.
Yeah, Yes.
Yeah, I've done some research on some of the condiments that go with it. There's like a sour cream, feta cheese, and something else. It's like four ingredients. That's like a creamy sauce that goes on it. Then there's a paprika with a red pepper, roasted red pepper coulis sauce that they do as well. So I asked John, I reached out to him and specifically asked, do you have these? Because if not, I'll bring them and I'll make them. So, I mean, I'm really amped up about it because I get to learn about another culture. And I think that's the great thing about food is when you're learning about and getting fed, like Anthony Bourdain said, when someone's cooking for you in their house, they're cooking from their soul.
Right.
And that shows respect.
And that's why when Joseph brings food to the table,
people listen.
No, I mean, he brings it out of love.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. And that's what a good host is about. And that's what our industry is about.
Yeah.
About being a good host.
It's being the best host.
Right. You have to be.
Yeah.
Chicken's not even dry. I mean, it's just full of flavor and moist, especially for white meat.
What'd you say?
For white meat.
What'd you call me?
Yeah.
I'm Latin.
I told you, baba ganoush.
You know, I had a guy that I worked with 20 years ago. He was a produce buyer at a company that I worked for. And somehow or another, my nickname was baba ganoush.
I told you my nickname earlier.
Yeah, well, yeah, but people...
And unfortunately, people have that .com, and I can't use it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. And the fact that we're getting treated so nice in here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I hope you brought your wallet.
I did.
Okay, good.
I have cash.
Oh, good.
So I know it's an uncommon thing to think of.
What's that?
Cash.
Yeah. What is that?
I have no idea.
I think we should stick to it, to tell you the truth.
What's that?
Cash.
Oh.
You know?
You don't want to go cryptocurrency?
I mean, I'm okay with it, but as a secondary whatever. But I think that we shouldn't be so quick to give the cash up. And I'm the first person there. I haven't, won't use cash ever, but I think I'm going to start going back to it.
Well, you got to think about it. They're processing, credit card fees that the owner of the establishment has to pay for. So there are credit card companies now that are processing that give cash discounts. And there's a way for the owner to actually take those fees and give them to their guests at a convenience. Yeah. So they're not getting hit, so they can control their profit margins a little bit better in that industry. Because you got to think about it, American Express is the most expensive one out there. It's like 3.something%. So generally speaking, if you can cover that one and on down, and turn that cost up to the guest, you're making that much more money at the end of the day.
Yeah, I mean, I would even want to look at doing something like that and turning it back to the staff.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm all about the win-win for everyone.
Yeah, well, you talked about the tipflation on the last one we talked about.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I just had the AC, so I had my ACs done finally. that was It was, they did a great job. Chris, but I don't remember. So I'll get the name. Shame on me. But they're guys did a great job. And they came in, did the work fast.
Oh, yeah.
Effective, concentrated, focused, you know, whatever you want to say. And yeah, it was great, man. Great company.
Fair.
Yeah.
Very fair. And the guys that came over to my house did mine. They were
the same ones that did mine.
Yeah, they were in and out like nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I only had the one. You had two.
Yeah, but they were like, I was like, I think you did a buddy of mine, Jeffrey. And they're like, oh, yeah, the chef. I'm like, yeah. Did he feed you? They're like, no. I'm like, oh, sorry.
I wasn't cooking that day. Mm-hmm. It was, what day was that? It was a Monday. I was prepping. Chris got to eat. Their boss.
That's nice. Be the boss.
He gives discounts. True story.
Yeah, that is a true story. Mm-hmm. Man, I'm digging the food.
It's outrageous.
No. It's not easy, though, to... it's not easy to do the this podcast here with the food and the people and the staring and...
And the selfies.
Yeah, and selfies and stuff.
Like the one next door.
Yeah. I feel like I should take a picture.
I think you should have. That would have been absolutely... If you stood up and actually like... Oh, you couldn't because they were facing the other way.
Go ahead. I'll do a play-by-play.
I'm all good. They're eating. I don't want to take pictures when they're... Yeah, but we're pigs.
No, speak to yourself. Oh, dear.
Well, I have one on my shirt.
Well, yeah, we got to get some more... we got to get some gear.
Well...
We got to call your buddy over there.
New chef.
Yeah.
Vic. They're actually working on the cover for the book. I came up with this weird thing that I want to do, and they're actually designing a chef coat with some other stuff on it for me for the book. Hopefully, the book will be coming out January.
Oh, they're going to do it. They're making a shirt that you're going to photograph for the cover of the book.
Correct. Yeah, it's really impactful, very powerful. The question was posed to me, what's your book cover going to look like? And I had no idea at the time. And then all of a sudden, this picture of me sitting at a table full of food in this jacket and like duct tape over my mouth and said attic. That's where I want to go with this. The food, just so everyone knows, I have a book that's going to be coming out. It's going to be called Craveable Obsessed, Memoirs of a Food Addicted Chef. It's basically my journey and how to get healthy again and get a better relationship with food. But it's also a hybrid. So we talk about self-help. And then it also talks about, when I say we, it's all the voices in my head. The food aspect of it. If I mention something when I grew up as a kid, it's actually going to be in the book as well. So I have family recipes there. It's going to be really cool.
Elevate your dining experience with Rack Porcelain USA. As the exclusive tableware brand for the Walk and Talk podcast, Rack combines exceptional craftsmanship with innovative design. Whether you're a chef, a restaurant owner, or a food enthusiast, Rack's high-quality porcelain products will enhance every meal. Discover the artistry of food presentation and make every dining occasion special. Visit rackporcelain.com today and see how Rack can transform your table.
That is awesome. I'm looking forward to it as well. And if you know, the relationship that I have with food is purely physical.
I know it is. I'm watching physical. It.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's
what did you say to me one day? You said the only I don't know how to grow anything, and I'm like, no, you do.
My belly, yeah, I can. My waist, yeah.
Exponentially.
Yeah, the handles. It's not the front so much, but the sides.
We know what that means. I don't know if the Gen Zs or millennials know what that means, but definitely Gen X does.
Oblique.
Oblique. So you're going to go there, not the love handles?
No.
Okay.
Love handles.
Okay.
I don't have love, you know.
Oh, you don't have love handles?
No.
Okay.
No, because nobody's, that's, she would have the love handles. And we don't want
why that. Do women have the love handles? Why can't men?
By nature of the dynamics there, the
you know,
who's on top.
Yeah, I guess.
Literally.
And figuratively.
The figure of, yeah. Stop it.
Yeah, there we go. So we have Cater Source just came out. Here's another one. Those of you that want to be present, we're going to put a link up to this when we maybe post this. There's going to be a Zoom call with the last Los Angeles chapter of the American Culinary Federation. Fiona is the president out there. She reached out to myself, LJ Klink, Susan Greer, and there's Kenneth, and I think it's Albert. I can't remember the last gentleman's name. We're going to be on a panel about mental health, talking about the industry and what it means and how important it is that we talk about mental health. That's going to be September 25th. The reason why we're doing that is because September is National Suicide Prevention Month. This week happens to be it as well. I got a great story for what happened in New Hampshire. It was absolutely killer. It started out really dark and dismal. One of the guys comes out there and he says, hey, that dishwasher been there. Got to remove all her shoelaces, get anything sharp away from her. And I kind of looked and I'm like, what do you mean? And then Robert, who's the pastry chef for the team up there, it was Brent that said that. And I said, what do you mean? And he went over, he's like, she hates the world. I'm like, well, maybe she's an emu. Maybe she's, you know, a goth. Who knows? Because it was only like a blip that they were talking about it. So each time somebody went into the restaurant to wash something to bring back to us, there was more, you know, talk about this young lady. So it finally became my turn. And I grab the stuff and Keith looks over at me and goes, hey, can you do me a favor? Can you work your magic? This is kind of your field of expertise. I'm like, yeah, no problem. I'll be right back, chef. Thank you. Walked in and the machine was really temperamental. It's like you close the door and it wouldn't turn on. And normally when you close the door on a dish machine, it will turn on, wash the dishes in less than 5 minutes and you're done.
Mm-hmm.
So I put the stuff in there. I say, you know, my name's Jeffrey. If you don't mind if I use this. She's like, no. I'm like, how are you? She's like, I hate the world. I'm like, oh, so it's true. Put the stuff in.
Is this my wife?
Yeah, right.
Oh, wait, no.
So I shut the door and it doesn't work. So I look over at her and I'm like, hey, Carrie, can you do me a favor? I don't know what's going on here. Can you help me out? She's like, oh, yeah, it's really temperamental. And I went, oh, just like women. She's like, well, there's a switch back here and you got to play with it. I go, that's what she said. So just within that time period.
You didn't get slapped in the face for anything?
No, she started laughing hysterical and she looked over at me and I said, well, hey, how long you been working here? She goes, 3 years. I said, well, did you ever think about getting on the line and doing something else in the restaurant industry? She goes, well, I wanted to do something in the industry. I wanted to go to culinary school, but I have such social anxiety that I couldn't. There wow. I was. I found out this woman has 2 kids, one that's going to be turning 2, one is 3, it's going to be turning 4. She worked in manufacturing. She's done all this stuff, but she loves and has a passion for the industry. But the moral to the story is we have 2 ears, we have 1 mouth. Sometimes we just need to ask the right questions, shut up and listen. Because you know what? I think she's a person that if she has the right person mentoring her, I think she's got just an incredible presence in the kitchen, just to what she was doing. Forget about, I hate this, I hate that. Just having the presence and being there and doing her job, that's a huge win for any chef. That's what we want.
So see, this would be one of those things where we can help an actual person. Mm-hmm. Let's get her down here and we could do some stuff
Keith,
with her.
Keith has already been introduced to her. Keith is going to mentor her. So, I mean, you couldn't ask for a better person to mentor.
Mm.
And I think that's one of the biggest things as a chef that we could do for us is getting younger chefs to be the mentor, that we mentor them. But on the flip side, they need to mentor us because it's been 40 years in the business for me. And there's so many things that are coming out that are new and different. You know, Ashton and the gentleman from the Young Chefs, president of their, Brian Manning knows him. And I'm just, his name is completely Isaiah. Isaiah, those guys are young, talented. I mean, Ashton is the R&D guy for Thomas Keller. Hello.
Wow.
If Thomas Keller has a kid that, and I'm not saying he's a kid, he's in his 20s. He's got a 20-something-year-old as an R&D person. That's beautiful. And huge respect for Thomas Keller to doing that.
Yeah, but that speaks
volumes.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's what we need to do in the industry. We can't build ourselves up that I've worked in the industry X amount of time and I don't need to do this. No, you need to. I think
you gotta stay fresh, man.
Hell yeah. And I think Stefan from over at Disney is the same way. He's the same type of person that he mentors people and he told Ryan, get out of this business. Get out of Disney, go on your own and do what you need to do. because he saw something that he needed to get out and spread his wings, and he did. And congratulations to Ryan for being the now the chef for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
We got
to
get him on the show.
Yeah, we're working through that. We got another person that we want to get on the show too, Jacqueline Passenger. She just got invited to the Beard Camp. Nice. And Ryan just got back from the Beard Camp, so I'd love to have the two of them on. So we're trying to work on them as well. And when I say Beard Camp, I don't mean like the bearded non-guy that was from the last episode, Joseph. I mean James Beard.
Dude, his beard is fierce, though.
Yeah. You know, I'm kind of jealous because he doesn't have any of that
You
salt.
Got beard envy.
He has salt. No salt.
No salt.
None. Yeah. It's all pepper.
I mean, it's good to be, you know, not old.
You know what I mean? You know, I knew there was something missing in that equation.
Yes. Yeah.
So we've got Cater Source, a huge announcement. I was actually, I posted to get two different events or sessions that I want to teach. One's on mental health, and then I'm actually going to be presenting in Austin, Texas, which is the barbecue capital for me because of Aaron Franklin, Franklin Barbecue. I'll be presenting plant-based barbecue to hopefully a couple hundred, maybe 1,000 chefs.
That's so cool.
In February. So I'm really psyched about that one as well.
We got to get like Willie to go out with you.
Oh, man. I'm trying to work out so the whole team can go out there. Hmm. That's what I'd love to have. So that they have upwards of 8,000 members go to a Cater Source for their conventions.
That would be terrific.
Right? And then November, the weekend of Veterans Day, what's beautiful is the L.A. chapter, their chef that they wanted to kind of highlight is busy. So they asked me and they're going to fly me in to do their gala event for 120 chefs, 8 courses.
Wow.
Pooch, you might be on standby.
You got to get big. Get big Pooch in this. So man.
Pooch. Actually, Pooch knows the woman. It's Fiona. Reddish. Fluorescent reddish hair that she's the roller derby girl. She's the one that introduced.
Very much engaging on our stuff on social media.
We got a lot of people that engage in our social media. We got Amy, we got Fiona,
Susan. Told you. But we peaked, we hit number 4
again.
We're 2 days in a row.
That's awesome.
Yeah, number 4, Apple Podcast charts, kind of a big deal. Hello, people. Yeah, so what we really need to do is just keep building this community.
Yeah.
Like this, you know, chefy chef, foodie food community of ours, because it's food entertainment. That's what we are.
Well, and food brings people together.
Mm-hmm.
There's no discrimination when you sit down on a plate and you have rice and chicken or rice and beef or even octopus.
Right.
I mean, it transcends different cultures.
Oh, man. Sounds so good. It's a true story. I'm so excited for all the beautiful things that are happening. I mean, I just got a text from Veronica, and I'm not going to name the outfit, but she just got a deal with a very large, Mexican themed group, and that really looks like we'll be doing some business with. So I am.
You're here in Tampa or in Orlando?
I'm not going to be so specific. Right at the moment, but I will tell you that it's pretty amazing. And the team is doing phenomenal. I mean, I really can't ask for a better group of people. And not to mention some of the other companies that, you know, we're kind of, partnering up with, so to speak, in terms of some marketing. I mean, I'm really, really happy with this.
You got Jason Schofield from Hive, which mm-hmm. is your non-food.
Yep.
He's got all your paper goods and stuff like that. Listen, I know that's where a lot of the broadliners will like keep their other stuff low. And that's where they get you on is that those non-food items, because they know they can get you there. And that's a high profit
margin.
Look,
man, there's room for everybody.
Yeah. But I mean,
there's room for everybody at the food service table to eat.
Exactly. And I think where Jason does right is he does right on the pricing, and he's doing what he needs to do to be competitive.
He is a hustler, man. He works.
Oh, yeah.
He really puts in effort. You can never, ever take it away from that guy.
Well, don't forget our newest one, my little inked princess.
Oh, man, yeah.
Don't even ask me her name, because I don't even remember her name, because I call her my inked princess. I mean, I know it's Jess.
Yeah.
But I don't know her last name. Well, I'm kidding.
I'm just staring at you right now. I want to curse right now. I want to say profanities. Anyway.
You can't, because there's a four top right next to us.
Four top.
And there's a deuce looking at you.
Yeah. So anyway, Yeah, Jess, I'm really excited about that situation, too.
Did you hear what she did on her lunch break? She had a hotel, told you.
Today?
No, like the day she was in training.
Oh, yeah, she opened an account at lunch. Uh-huh.
Who client. Does that?
New client. I mean, listen, look, when you know, and I appreciate that you put her into this network with the introduction. You know, you did a great job.
Not me, dude.
Listen, I'm getting to a point.
Yeah.
My superpower is the judging of people, you know, what they're good for and what they're not good for, specifically from a sales perspective.
Right.
You know, other perspectives too. But I mean, I'm talking now, like, if I meet somebody and I'm doing an interview, I'm going to spend an hour to 2 hours with that person.
You guys spent like four, didn't you?
It was
ridiculous.
It was a long time. Yeah.
Didn't feel that way, though.
No, but, you know, we got into some off-topic stuff, which is what I like, though, because then I can learn about the person.
Right.
More about the individual. And then, you know, you could see how somebody reacts and, you know, how they go about explaining certain sort of certain types of topics. Right. And then you can, you know, start. It's like a plug and play on how they're going to do on the street doing, you know, food service sales. So, yeah, I mean, it's exciting, man. She's cool. I'm very excited to do some work with her. And she's going to probably help us out
just
on the Walk and Talk, you know, media.
Yeah, she's just so hungry. And I'm just given the opportunity, and I'm glad she proved it. You know, like, literally, in training, went out for lunch, opened her first account.
Yep.
And, like, one guy that worked there was like, how did you just do that? It took me 6 weeks, I think it was what she quoted me, to get my first sale. She's like, this is what I do.
Yeah,
but she's a single mom. She knows what she needs to do.
So yeah, and that brings it back around to like this cool thing that's happening with Peninsula and some of the other brands that we work with. Yeah, I come from a sales background. I've been doing outside food service sales for 25 years. You know,
you look like not a day over 25.
Yeah, right. So you know what I'm saying is, this is something that I know. I know this business, and we're in a really it's a really beautiful space right now. You know, I'm able to kind of, I don't want to say transcend, but like I'm bigger than the one outfit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm able to do more for more companies, and you know, it's for the betterment of the chef because I know these brands. You know, they're vetted. I'm in there. I know the presidents and owners of these operations. I've been in their warehouses. I know their staff and their teams. So I'm very confident and comfortable to go out and, you know, start connecting in the background, all these different things. And I just, you know.
Well, when really, you have a product like Creekstone with Peninsula.
Well, but the thing about Peninsula and Peninsula Food Service is that they have been so supportive in this venture.
Everything.
So supportive.
And the guys, when you go there, they kid around with you. They're just, it's like being with, it's family.
It really is.
It really is.
Yeah. I couldn't ask for a better situation.
I mean, when we took Jonathan Rodriguez down there from Sally Mar, it mm-hmm. was just like Mike was with us and he's taking us around. And then the Milan, GM in the warehouse, what's his name?
Carlos.
He's hysterical. I love that dude. You mentioned your name. He's like, oh, he's a slacker. I'm like, oh, you know him very well.
Yeah, sure. So anyway, all right, we're coming up on 40 minutes. Let's eat. I've been staring at this. I've had like little, you know, snippets of food. Yeah. So we're going to get rolling.
Uh-huh. Fred Durst.
Yeah, I think so. Is he here? Is that him over there?
I don't know.
Oh man.
Could be TV though. Could be Tom Brady.
I don't.
I think he might be back in town.
Yeah, sure. All right, so Jeff, this is a fun day today.
You know why I love it so much?
You don't have to cook.
Exactly.
Yeah, you lazy. All right. Thanks. If you've been hanging in this long, thank you. Appreciate you. Go to our socials. Follow us. Get involved in the conversations, people. I don't ask for much. I want it all. All right. That's my wife talking.
I hear you.
All right. Peace be with everyone. We are out. Those Southern comforts are pretty good.
Maker's Mark.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about my friends over at Citrus America and their amazing juicing equipment. They're revolutionizing the way you enjoy freshly squeezed juice. They're at the best hotels, restaurants, and markets. Their mission is simple. Develop a unique consumer experience with on-premise juicing, deliver healthy taste options to clientele, and juice more faster. It's that easy. Citrus America supplies the highest quality juicing equipment and solutions in the industry. So whether you're a small business owner or a large corporation, Citrus America has the right juicing equipment for you. Find out more at citrusamerica.com.
Get ready to innovate and organize your workspace with Metro. As the industry leader in storage and productivity solutions, Metro is here to transform and organize your kitchen. With their premium solutions, you'll experience the Metro difference. Metro's sturdy and versatile shelving units, workstations, holding cabinets, and utility carts are designed to streamline operations and maximize your productivity. Don't settle for imitators. Metro products last longer and offer unparalleled quality and durability. Plus, many customization options ensure that your workspace is tailored to your unique needs. Visit their website or contact them today to start designing your perfect space. Metro Shelving, your partner in organization and efficiency.
Let me tell you about my friends over at Citrus America and their amazing juicing equipment. They're revolutionizing the way you enjoy freshly squeezed juice. They're at the best hotels, restaurants, and markets. Their mission is simple. Develop a unique consumer experience with on-premise juicing, deliver healthy taste options to clientele, and juice more faster. It's that easy. Citrus America supplies the highest quality juicing equipment and solutions in the industry. So whether you're a small business owner or a large corporation, Citrus America has the right juicing equipment for you. Find out more at citrusamerica.com.